Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Memor Avram Goldhar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes, the fourth parak, Echad Dinim Emonos. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara records numerous exchanges between heretics and sages. In the first exchange, a heretic said to Rav Gamliel, "Your God is a thief. For the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam to sleep and took one of his sides and fashioned it into a woman." The Kofar's daughter told Rav Gamliel that she would answer him, and she told her father that she needs a judge because thieves had stolen a silver pitcher from them in the night and replaced it with a golden one. The Kofar responded, "If only such thieves would come to us every day." She replied, "V'lo yafa hayalola Adam Rishon, and was it not beneficial for Adam Rishon shenatum imenu tzela achas, that one side was taken from him, v'nasim was shibcha v'shamsho, and he was given a maid to serve him?" The Kofar countered that he meant it should have been taken from him openly, not secretly while Adam slept. She showed him raw meat being placed under ashes and roasted, and the Kofar became disgusted with it and couldn't eat it. She explained that if Adam had seen his side cut away, the woman would have been repulsive to him. Point number two, the Pasuk says that when Achav died, Harina, the rejoicing, spread throughout the camp. And Rav Acham Bar Chanina explains that the Pasuk, Uba'ovod Rishayim Rina, and when the wicked perish, there is rejoicing, was referring to Achav's demise. The Gemara objects, Michad de Kucha Brichu, but Mapaltan Shil Rishayim, and does Hashem rejoice over the downfall of the wicked? But King Yehoshaphat set up men to sing before his troops going to war, Hodu Hashem ki lo'am chasdo, thank Hashem for his kindness is forever. And Rabbi Yonason explained that they did not say the usual ki tov, for it's good, because Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Furthermore, Rabbi Yonason said that when the Egyptians were drowning in the Yamsuf, the Malchi Ashar sought to say shir before Hashem. But Hashem said, Masi yade tovim biyam, ba'atem omrim shir lefanai, my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you recite a song before me? This too proves that Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Rav Yossi Bar Chanina answered, Hu eino sas aba acherim meisis. Hashem doesn't himself rejoice, but he causes others to rejoice. And point number three, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Ovadia merited prophecy despite being a ger, because he hid 100 prophets in a cave from Izevel, the wicked queen who was murdering them. The Gemara asks why Ovadia was chosen to deliver the prophecy about Edom's eventual destruction, and two answers are given. Number one, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem said, Yavu Ovadiahu Adar ben Shnei Rishayim, let Ovadiahu, who lived among two wicked people, Achav and Izevel, v'lo lamed memaseihem, and did not learn from the evil ways, v'yinavei al Esav ha-rasha, and prophesy about the destruction of the wicked Esav, Shadar ben Shnei Tzadikim, v'lo lamed memaseihem, who lived among two righteous people, Yitzhak and Rivka, and didn't learn from their ways. Number two, Reb Meir explains that Ovadia was a ger from Edom, so it was fitting that he should prophesy Edom's downfall. This illustrates the popular expression, from the very woods comes the handle of the hatchet to destroy the woods. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai applied this expression to David, who struck the nation of Moab from whom he descended. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara records numerous exchanges between heretics and sages. In the first exchange, a heretic said to Rav Gamliel, "Your God is a thief. For the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam to sleep and took one of his sides and fashioned it into a woman." The Kofar's daughter told Rav Gamliel that she would answer him, and she told her father that she needs a judge because thieves had stolen a silver pitcher from them in the night and replaced it with a golden one. The Kofar responded, "If only such thieves would come to us every day." She replied, "V'lo yafa hayalola Adam Rishon, and was it not beneficial for Adam Rishon shenatum imenu tzela achas, that one side was taken from him, v'nasim was shibcha v'shamsho, and he was given a maid to serve him?" The Kofar countered that he meant it should have been taken from him openly, not secretly while Adam slept. She showed him raw meat being placed under ashes and roasted, and the Kofar became disgusted with it and couldn't eat it. She explained that if Adam had seen his side cut away, the woman would have been repulsive to him. Point number two, the Pasuk says that when Achav died, Harina, the rejoicing, spread throughout the camp. And Rav Acham Bar Chanina explains that the Pasuk, Uba'ovod Rishayim Rina, and when the wicked perish, there is rejoicing, was referring to Achav's demise. The Gemara objects, Michad de Kucha Brichu, but Mapaltan Shil Rishayim, and does Hashem rejoice over the downfall of the wicked? But King Yehoshaphat set up men to sing before his troops going to war, Hodu Hashem ki lo'am chasdo, thank Hashem for his kindness is forever. And Rabbi Yonason explained that they did not say the usual ki tov, for it's good, because Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Furthermore, Rabbi Yonason said that when the Egyptians were drowning in the Yamsuf, the Malchi Ashar sought to say shir before Hashem. But Hashem said, Masi yade tovim biyam, ba'atem omrim shir lefanai, my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you recite a song before me? This too proves that Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Rav Yossi Bar Chanina answered, Hu enosas aba acher mesis. Hashem doesn't himself rejoice, but he causes others to rejoice. And point number three, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Ovadia merited prophecy despite being a ger, because he hid 100 prophets in a cave from Izevel, the wicked queen who was murdering them. The Gemara asks why Ovadia was chosen to deliver the prophecy about Edom's eventual destruction, and two answers are given. Number one, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem said, Yavu Ovadiahu Hadar ben Shnei Rishayim, let Ovadiahu, who lived among two wicked people, Achav and Izevel, below Lamed Memasehem, and did not learn from the evil ways, Vinave al Esav Arasha, and prophesy about the destruction of the wicked Esav, Shadar ben Shnei Tzadikim, below Lamed Memasehem, who lived among two righteous people, Yitzchak and Rivka, and didn't learn from their ways. Number two, Reb Meir explains that Ovadia was a ger from Edom, so it was fitting that he should prophesy Edom's downfall. This illustrates the popular expression, from the very woods comes the handle of the hatchet to destroy the woods. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai applied this expression to David, who struck the nation of Moab from whom he descended. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard Siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman, so here goes. After delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, as he went to pick up a written nevuah from an Edomi Ger Navi who lived by two Rishayim. Once again, slow motion. After delivering a letter, that must be Daf Lamed Tes. After delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous exchanges between Kofrim and sages. In the first exchange, a heretic said to Rav Gamliel, your God is a thief, for the Pasuk says that Hashem put Adam to sleep and took one of his sides and fashioned it into a woman. The Kofr's daughter told Rav Gamliel that she would answer him, which she proceeds to do. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, which reminds us, Rav Yonason said that when the Egyptians were drowning in the Yam Suf, the Malkei Asharis sought to say Shira before Hashem, but Hashem said, Masa Yadei Tovim B'Yam, Atem Omrim Shira Lefanai, my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you recite a song before me? This too proves that Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina answered, Hu enosas, aba acherim mesis. Hashem doesn't himself rejoice, but he causes others to rejoice. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, as he went to pick up a written nevuah from a Edomi Ger Navi who lived by two Rishayim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Ovadia merited nevuah despite being a ger, because he hid 100 prophets in a cave from Izevel, the wicked queen who was murdering them. The Gemara asks why Ovadia was chosen to deliver the prophecy about Edom's eventual destruction, and two answers are given. The first one being, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem said, Yavo Ovadiahu Adar ben Shnei Rishayim, let Ovadiahu, who lived among two wicked people, Achav and Izevel, below Lamed Maaseim, and did not learn from the evil ways, Vinavel Esav Arasha, and prophesy about the destruction of the wicked Esav, who lived among two tzaddikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, and didn't learn from their ways. So once again, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, as he went to pick up a written nevuah from a Edomi Ger Navi who lived by two Rishayim. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach Hazara. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing La La La. So here goes. The judge conducting the children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hey. La, la, la. The judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, which reminds us, Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos because of the Halanas Din requirement, the requirement to delay the judgment overnight. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a mace mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why bearing a mace mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos, despite a Kal Vachomer that it should. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a mace mitzvah, while another boy behind bars waiting to be executed sang the Lo Savaru Esh B'Kol Moshvosechem stanza, as a solo, which reminds us that we learned that the source that Mises Basin is not carried out on Shabbos is learned from the Pasuk Lo Tzevaru Eish B'Kol Moshevosechem, you shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Zimmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The great rabbi holding two large lulavim, lulavim, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav, lulav. The great rabbi holding two large ulavim representing Torah u'gedula b'makom echad, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Miyamos Moshe ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, l'matzinu Torah u'gedula b'makom echad, we do not find preeminence of Torah and authority over Klal Yisrael in one person. Only Moshe and Rebbe were the greatest in Torah and also the leaders of their respective generations. After deflecting several challenges, the Gemara concedes that there were others who were the greatest in both areas at once, such as Shaul after Shmuel's passing, but we are referring to those who are greatest, Kulei Shnei, all of their years. So, the great rabbi holding two lulavim representing Torah u'gedula b'makom echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as one, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that although regarding cases of tuma and tahara, which do not require a basin, the opinions of a father and son or rabbi and a Talmud are counted as two separate views when voting in a dispute, but for dinim amonos, dinim nefashos, and other functions of basin, ein monin l'hen ele echad, we count them only as one view. So the great rabbi holding two large ulavim representing Torah u'gedula b'makom echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small ulav, although their votes only counted as one, along with the other dayanim who all had white plastic ulavim placed in front of them to indicate they had no mum in their yichus, which reminds us, Rav Yosef taught a braisa, Keshem she basin menukim betzedek, just as basin must be pure in righteousness, kach menukim mekomum, they must also be pure from any blemish in yichus. After the first suggested sources are challenged, Rav Nachman bar Yisa concludes with a pasuk from Yisro's advice to Moshe to appoint judges, menasu itach, they shall bear with you the burden. The word itach teaches they should be similar to you without any imperfection of yichus. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The Reikanin laser tag players. Laser tag? That must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Reikanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish quoted a source, Kapach HaRimon Rakasech, darshan as Afil Reikanin Shabach Molein Mitzvahs Karimon. Even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. So the Reikanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Lafikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, therefore a man was created as a single being, to teach you that whoever destroys a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he destroyed an entire world. V'kol Makayim Nefesh Achas Yisrael, and whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, Malav Akasav Ki Lakayim O Male, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world. After adding other reasons man was created as a single being, the Mishnah concludes, Lafikach kol echad ve'echad chayv lomar bishvili nivra olam. Therefore, every single person is obligated to say, the world was created for my sake. So the Reikanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, were shocked when the man exited a house with a bloody laser gun, leaving behind a bloody victim, and was zapped by a laser shaped like a snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach witnessed an event where he saw a person chase someone into a ruin, and he found his sword in the pursuer's hand, dripping with his blood, and the victim dying. And he told the pursuer, Russia, who killed this person? Either I or you, but what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? It's only circumstantial evidence. Hayodei machshavos yipara ma'osa ish shaharagas chavero. May the one who knows man's thoughts punish that man who killed his fellow. A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, a davar lach, a liquid. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, which reminds us, a braisa states that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos, meaning last, and provides four reasons, the fourth one being, Kedei Sheichanos L'Suda Miyad, so that he should immediately enter the banquet, meaning the completed world. This is analogous to a human king who built a palace, decorated it, prepared a banquet, and only then invited guests. So the man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Adam's original size. either that he extended from one end of the world to the other, or from the ground to the Rekia, before he was diminished after the Chait. Reish Lakish explains that when the Pasuk mentions Sefer Toldos Adam, the book of the generations of Adam, it teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him each successive generation and its people who darshan the Torah, each successive generation and its sages. When he reached Rabbi Akiva's generation, he rejoiced in his Torah, but was saddened over his death. Adam declared, "And to me, how exalted are your thoughts, Hashem." So the man who arose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, where one explained why after one pasuk says Bitzalmenu, another pasuk says Bitzalmo, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol makrin shepakru haminim tshuvasim bitzidan. Wherever the heretics have supported their heresies from psukim, the response is written right nearby. He proceeds to give numerous examples of psukim referring to Hashem in the plural, allowing for the heretical claim that there are multiple powers. But nearby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in the singular, disproving their claim. For example, the pasuk says, Nasa adam bitzalmenu, let us make a man in our image, in plural, but nearby it says, V'yivra elokim asa adam bitzalmo, Hashem created man in his image, in singular. Rabbi Yochanan then explains why the Torah uses the plural form, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu osu davar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything, elim ken nimlach bepamalia shamala, unless he first consults with his heavenly court. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff from that Torah Ugedua B'Makom Echad was only found by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Ravashi? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff from why Ovadia, a ger from Edom, was Zocha to Nevuah? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff from that while there's a Malchukas, if Dina Mamonos can be concluded at night, Dina Nefashos must be concluded by day? That's on Daf. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have numerous exchanges between Kofrim and the sages? For example, the one who called the Kosh Baruch Hu a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam. That's on Daf. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we know that wherever Apikorsim support their heresies based on Psukim, the response is in a nearby Pasuk. That's on Daf. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we know that even the Reikanim, the empty ones among Klal Yisrael, are full of mitzvahs like a Rimon? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff in the source that Mises is based in is not carried out on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss whether it's appropriate to rejoice over the downfall of Rishayim? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you that for Dina Mamonos and Dina Fashos, we count a Rebbe and his Talmud as one vote? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss Adam Rishon's original size, that according to one opinion, he reached up to the Rekia, and then he saw future generations of Darshanim? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.